Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Every suspicious text you ignore masks a huge network of compounds where thousands are held captive and forced to scam others under the threat of death. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. Listen to Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, there you are. Don't mind me, just finishing up a little personal experiment. Since we all have a little more time on our hands, I've heard so many stories about people rediscovering the joy of bread making. And deep in my secret heart, I think, that's not gonna last. Which means there's a lot of people out there with freshly baked loaves of bread, only serving as a painful reminder of the hobby they've either abandoned or grown to resent. So I refocused my talents into the kitchen to create a loaf of bread that can seek out and destroy other loaves of bread. Here it comes out of the oven. Would you look at the sheen on that crust? Thank you, micro-thin layer of egg whites. Okay, well that cools. Let's get into my favorite podcast. Yesterday, Ms. Maddow really took the establishment to task with a series of carefully researched... Oh, wait, I'm doing that one later. This is the one that's more of a chore. Right, so, this week, will we make any progress whatsoever on undoing the shattering? Will the guests sign off halfway through when they realize what they've signed up for? Will you finally admit you're only still listening because you can't crack the setup process on your smart TV? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5 years and a couple of months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And, you know, complication. Everyone is trapped in small, like, chunks of Foon, and we are halfway.
Oh, yeah, baby. Thanks for introducing me, Arnie.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, okay.
Wait, did you say chunks?
No, I didn't. I said chunks.
Oh.
Although, has any... this seems like an insensitive question.
Okay.
Has anyone ever called you Chunk?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I mean, at one point, maybe, when I was throwing up.
Chunk, I haven't seen you all week, and you know, we're still getting used to doing the podcast via Rune. Mm-hmm. I know every week we do this. Can you turn the visual aspect of your Rune on? Because you've been changing every week now.
I can't really do that this time. I do need to tell you, earlier this week, I was a hammerhead shark.
Oh.
And then I turned back into a badger. I was able to, you know, change my way out of that. And then I was a Phillips head shark, and I changed my way out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became a sandcastle, and now I'm a sandcastle with the head of a badger. So I don't currently have arms, but I feel so spacious and roomy.
And that's why you can't turn the visual aspect on, because you don't have arms.
I don't have arms on a sandcastle. But good news is now we can do some improv. Yes, sand.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you always say?
It is what I always say. Yes, sand. So, look, Chunk, I'm a little bit worried about you. It seems like your shapeshifting is completely out of control. Ever since the fragmenting has happened, you can't control your shapeshifting.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. Sometimes I'll be shifting and not even know it. And I feel like I'll see some animals looking at me sideways, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I'll notice that I'm shifting or I'm turning into something, and it's really quite embarrassing. So,
where's the tide? Like, if you're part sandcastle, what happens if the water comes in?
It's slowly encroaching, so that is something I guess we just have to watch out for. Oh, but I do have a little moat around me. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm worried about you, but I really do have to introduce Usidore.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So I hope this doesn't seem like
You're doing great. You're doing great.
But I gotta bring in Usidore.
No, of course. Okay. No, you're doing great.
Are you just like, how soon is the water gonna kill you?
You don't think you're going to get through his name?
No, I'll be fine.
Oh, shut up. I'm so...
And our other co-host, Usidor the Blue.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names that are so powerful that if e'er I did utter them aloud, most assuredly, a volcano would appear in 7 different places.
You got a story about that?
Yes. One time, I said that secret name aloud, even though no one else is allowed to know it, and in 7 different places on Foon, 7 volcanoes rose from the ground, spewing forth lava and magma, destroying all in their path, and I felt guilty about it for weeks.
Oh, yeah. So Usidor, just to bring you up to speed, Chunk is half...
I'm sorry?
Chunk. Our buddy Chunk.
Chunt. You mean Chunt.
Chunt! How did I forget that? He just looks like a Chunk.
Well, let me do my truffle shuffle here.
Don't do that. It looks goony.
He's half sandcastle, and he can't turn the visual aspect of his rune on. Can you turn it on remotely?
Well, yes, of course I can do that. I am an incredible wizard. Araf Toloth Kotah.
Hey, can you see me?
Yeah. Oh,
hey!
That is weird. I gotta draw that. I'm gonna draw that and put it on Twitter.
It looks a little bit like the sandcastle's churning sort of black and white. It sort of looks like it's churning into you.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looks like if you squint, it looks like you're melting.
Yeah, I feel very grainy. But now I can tell time with my body.
Chunk, I'm sorry. I know I should be really worried. I am sincerely worried about you that something bad is going to happen. But I got to check in with you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no,
not
please.
That I don't,
yeah. No,
I
no,
got to
no.
check in with Usidor.
You do Usidor.
Usidor, how have yes. you made any progress on fixing the fragmenting? Because remember, we're in a competition.
The forces of evil are calling it the fragmenting. We're calling it the shattering.
Okay.
Branding is important.
Fair enough. But, you know, we're in a race now with the forces of evil, and
yes.
we have to be the ones that fix it. Have you made any progress?
I have used my great wizardly prowess all week to comb through ancient texts and learn mystical, unknowable secrets. And these machinations of mine have allowed me to come to some conclusion. I believe the shattering may be caused by magic.
All right. Well, you know, the journey of 1,000 episodes begins with the first step, I guess.
We're going to do 1,000 more episodes?
I mean, look,
please,
mercy.
Just kill us now.
Oh, please. Just dump water on me, please.
Speaking of which, Chunt, that water is getting very close. I'm a little worried about you, bud.
Yeah, I feel it lapping at my bottom half, and I think I lost some toes.
Oh, God.
I assume those grains were my toes. It's kind of hard to tell when you're at a different shape. I definitely can feel all the rooms in myself.
Oh.
I have like a foyer and a stomach, and I have an east wing and a west wing.
You have a foyer.
I have a foyer.
A stomach.
A stomach.
A west wing.
A west wing, an east wing.
I love the west wing.
Mm-hmm. I have a drawing room.
This is so sad, Ani. I can't watch our friend die. Like sands in an hourglass, these are the days of Chunt's life.
Okay, you're right. I don't want to watch him die either. This is what we have to do. You have to use your magic and turn off the visual aspect of his rune.
Yes, we won't watch.
And Chunt, if you start to die, will you say it? Will you tell us so that we know?
Oh, yeah, I'll scream or something.
Okay.
Great.
Can we come up with like a safe word or something?
Yeah,
like,
so what I'll say, since I'm mostly made of grains of sand, what I'll do is I'll just scream, Sandy? Does that work?
Yeah.
Sandy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say this sincerely. I hope I never hear you say that again.
What? So no, say too. It one more time.
Sandy?
I've got chills. They're multiplying.
Okay, look, John, and here's the thing. I am really worried about you, and I want to check in with you to make sure you're still alive, but I gotta introduce the guest. I'm so sorry. It's not that I don't want to talk to you.
No, it's fine, because you're the wickedly talented Arnel Desgrini. No, how is it pronounced? Arnim Milkamp.
Arneel Milkamp?
Arneel Milkamp. What's your name? Sandy? What, should I just scream? I should just scream. I'll just, yeah, I'll say the safe word. Go ahead. Do we have a guest, Ernie?
Yeah, we do. I sort of have been reaching out to random people throughout Foon via the rune, and I have a guest. According to her, she's very talented.
Oh.
So a big get for the podcast. Let's see. Let me finger the rune here to bring up her welcome to the podcast, Spirulina Jazz Hand.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Spirulina.
Hello. Oh, it is so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, that you, we didn't use the visual aspect before. There's a lot going on your face. That's a lot of...
Well, I had to get rune ready, as they call it. I don't know, is that what they're saying? This is so new to me.
I just threw
something together. I just threw this on. What, does it look good? Does my face look good? Is it good? Is it working?
It looks great, and they always say, you know, put your makeup on for the back of the rune, so, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because the people that are paying for the cheap seats in the back of the rune, they matter just as much.
Oh, so you're an entertainer. Ani didn't even bother to explain that.
Yeah, I think we caught her mid-warm-up. You were saying la, 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 la?
I was. Look, you must always be ready at an instant to use your instrument.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we would love if you would honor us with some music, but first we'd like to get to know you a little bit first.
Oh.
What do you consider your style of music?
Well, as you do know, my name is Spirulina Jazz Hands.
Yes.
I am from the tiny shire of York New.
Oh.
They say that you can't make it there, so go anywhere else. So I did, and I have. And you know, it is my life's work to travel and to... Now, I know that there are such things as a traveling minstrel. I don't like to call myself that. I am a journeying story singer.
Ooh, I like that. And I don't think technically you can call yourself a traveling minstrel, because that's TM.
Oh, are you clever?
Oh, thank you. Finally, someone with energy who respects me.
I don't quite understand what I'm looking at, though. You look a little bit rough around the edges. Is that okay to say?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm slowly disintegrating into the ocean.
Oh, aren't we all? I mean, really. Finally, this guy gets me.
Oh, and I've got to warn you in advance, he might die during the episode. Usador, could you turn off the visual aspect of his rune for her as well? We're still going to hear him. He's going to yell if he dies, just so we know.
You guys don't want to see me be washed up?
If I may. Could I?
Please. Yeah.
I just have to tell you, gentlemen. Now, we will get into my life, of course, but there is one thing about my journeys. My journeys have taken me very, very many places, and yet somehow I seem to arrive just before or just after the very big thing that I would want to sing about has happened.
Oh.
And it is very sad. In fact, when I was little, there was an amazing event where the volcanoes happened all over the universe. And do you know what? I had eaten too many gonger berries. And if you've never heard, in York New, we have gonger berries. Oh, you know gonger berries.
Oh, I love gonger berries. Yes, I've traveled all over Foon.
Well, if you have eaten gonger berries, you know that they make you pass out.
Yes, almost immediately.
Almost immediately. And I had one, and I was eating it, and I was eating it in the bathtub, and I passed out, and I was naked, and I slept there for 49 days. When I woke up, I mean, there wasn't even a town anymore. The volcano had killed everyone.
Luckily, you were in the bathtub where the water protected you from the lava.
You are exactly right, sir. But guess what? No one wants to hear the song. Spirulina took a bath in some hot water. Then she woke up and realized she was an only daughter. No town, no one, no smiles, no fun. She should have eaten the gonger berries, not at all. That's not a fun song, you see.
Holy
that's
shit,
not going,
that was great,
not,
though.
No one wants it. Can I ask something? It's on my... It's, listen, I have these... I have albums I've put together, and I go from town to town. They're called... Now, that's what I call Foon Tunes, and I have 79,000 of these, all right? And no one wants to hear that one. No one liked that one.
May
and
I?
So, Yes.
May I ask a question about that song, though? It's in there, you mentioned that you were an only daughter. Does that mean your family died because of the volcanoes?
That is correct, but here's the thing. My father was already missing.
Oh.
I do not know whom he is, but that is the reason I started on my journey, because this is the thing. Ever since I was a small child, I felt like I had something in me, and I'm not just talking about pure grade talent. That was a given. But I knew that there was something special about me. For example, I could do things that other people couldn't. At least I didn't see them do it. I was an only child. Mm-hmm. And I had a mother, and I had 17 aunts. And they did not pay much attention to me. But I would be in the backyard, and I would do something like, oh, it's very hard to explain. It's like you're standing, okay? Mm-hmm.
So
and then
far,
all
so
of a
good.
Sudden, right? And yeah. then, oh, but here's the twist.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I would lean over, and my left hand would touch the ground. My legs would kick up over. My right hand would touch the ground. And all of a sudden, I'd be back up on my feet. And I don't know what that's called, but I never saw anyone else do it.
I couldn't do that.
I kept thinking maybe there was magic in me. I am convinced that my father, that I was sired by someone who is magical.
Huh. So you were right side up, and then you flipped upside down, but then you righted yourself like a wheeled cart would ride itself.
Oh, now that's a very good way to describe it. I never even thought of it.
Oh, you get a wheeled
cart. I also
cart.
Can do something where it's like I'm sitting on my palms,
okay.
a palm sit.
Okay.
It's like I'm standing,
okay.
and then all of a sudden I lean forward and I kick my legs, and now it's like I'm sitting on my palms. It's like I'm upside down. Does
oh.
that make sense? Can you even picture that? Have you ever heard of something this crazy?
I mean, I've sat on my hands before, and I call that masturbating.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
Actually, these things, I don't mean to burst your magical bubble, but they seem pretty normal.
Usador.
I don't know what you mean. I've never seen anyone do that before in my life. What, have you seen that? Well, I mean, you're a wizard. I guess you've seen a lot of things.
Oh,
but
the things I have seen.
Oh, see, I'm so jealous. Now, see, this is why I'm saying, do not turn off the visual on Chunt, if that's your name.
Yeah, that's my name.
See, how
no,
did
no,
I
no,
know
it's
that?
Chunk.
Oh, it's Chunk. All right.
Yeah.
So, if I can watch you die as a sandcastle, that's a pretty damn good song.
Oh,
I'm just going to say.
Yeah, I would like to give you that. That would be my parting gift to this world, is to be, you know, memorialized in song form would be outstanding. I would love to provide that for you.
Because I just need new material. I mean, I wrote a song the other day. It was Picarus Pew went to buy a cow. That's it. That's the song,
oh.
because that's all I saw. He went to buy a cow, and that was it. No one died. Nothing happened. The cow wasn't magical. It didn't sprout horns. It didn't...
Yeah.
Well, of course, cow has horns. I can't even think of anything curious and interesting because I haven't seen it.
Can I ask, is this why you add details that are maybe a little superfluous? Like, I couldn't help but notice you said you're an only child, but... In your song about the volcanoes, you mentioned after the volcanoes you were an only daughter, but you had always been an only daughter.
If I'm being honest, and this is, I'm going to explain something to you about my craft. If you're not a songwriter or a lyricist.
None of us are.
None of you are. No offense, just none of you are. Okay, it's very hard to do. So sometimes you get backed into a corner and
sure.
you start a song and I was sitting in water. Now I'll tell you, you have to rhyme water with something. Okay? And you know what? I hate otters because I find them shifty.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want that in my song. And the very next thing came to me, which was daughter. And I understand, you're sort of splitting hairs at this point, if you will, because I get it. Only daughter, okay, that means a lot of things. It was for the rhyme, okay? It was for
sure.
the rhyme. What it meant was I was on my own, right? I'm someone's daughter, now I'm on my own. Only the Lonely, or something like that. I mean,
that
like, whatever. That's a terrible name for a song. That would, can you imagine? Who would listen to that song?
Spirulina, I don't want to suggest anything you're uncomfortable with, but have you ever thought about just lying? You know, making up lyrics, making up a story, you know?
There's a magical word for lying when you're an artist called imagining.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. Well, I guess I never thought about it. I really don't like to lie. I've always been someone who told the truth, and perhaps maybe that's what made me boring, you know? There was never anything I had to keep to myself, you know? I did kill someone when I was 17, but, you know, it was so boring.
Hold on, who hasn't killed
someone at 17? What?
Pull the reins.
What?
That, there you go. You killed, I mean, That's awful, but also that's fodder for songs.
I don't think so. Give me a break. Who hasn't slept with a centaur, and then the centaur's mistress comes down and smites her with a lion ring? And if you don't know what a lion ring is, it's basically what it sounds like. It's a lion that you wear as a ring, because this is a very, very gigantic girlfriend we're talking about, or mistress we're talking about. And the lion ring leaps out at you, and somehow you get away, and then you're backing up, and you try to grab a spear to sort of shove it into the heart of the lion, and the lion actually dies because you succeed at it, because it was just luck. Listen, I grabbed the spear and I tripped. It was so embarrassing. I mean, who wants to tell that story? I tripped and I speared it in the heart, and it exploded into a thousand butterflies. And then after that, I stood and I looked at that centaur and I was like, you are a massive dick. And I mean, I just don't mean that you have one, but you are a massive dick, sir. And, you know, who hasn't gone through the magical forest of Pyrenee and found the actual magical Pyrenee peony, ground it up, waited for it to explode, and then put it in a drink, gave it to the centaur, and then he dies. I mean, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, I did that.
Exactly. So well, who wants to hear a goddamn song about it? Instead, I have to write songs like, Jacarus Cray went up today to get to pail of water, and then the storms came and the clouds as well. The clouds came down, they sang, they frowned, and all of a sudden the clouds parted and he was dry. Because the storm went away. I saw that storm forming and I said, this is it. This is my moment. It's going to be the storm of the century. And guess what? Boom. Wind blew it away. He went down. He got his water. You know, and in that case, believe me, the other problem that's happening in my songs, I'm always near a body of water. And I run into that same backed into a corner rhyme problem. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
water daughter.
There's a lot of water daughter problems. And look, I know I'm very upset about it. I'm very self-conscious about it. So please don't bring it up.
Brotter?
What does that mean?
I don't, perhaps you could end a line with, and then
oh, you
I
mean like brought her, B-R-O-U-G.
Brought her.
Oh, brought her.
Yes.
Oh, that's clever.
Yes, I just came to me off the top of my head. I'm certainly not a lyricist and wouldn't be able to help. But it was a rhyme that I thought of, if you truly hate otters so much.
Yeah, and Spirulina, I don't want to overstep my bounds. And again, I'm no lyricist or songwriter, but hotter, if that makes sense. Like something is hotter.
Oh, so I get it. I get it. It's so easy when you're just sitting on your beach as a sandcastle to think of all the things that rhyme with that. Well, guess what? In the moment, it is not easy. You try it. You try it.
Squatter?
Okay, well, hold on. A challenge has been issued, so I'll try it. Okay?
I didn't mean it. It was rhetorical. Okay, fine.
Here we go.
This song is going to involve water because he's about to die via water, I'm guessing.
I don't have much time left. Let me get to this song. Brahem. There I was, a badger in the tub, sitting in some water. A volcano erupted, and the magma made the water hotter. Is that good? Okay?
It's fine. I said it's fine.
Okay.
Good job. Okay?
Thank you.
Good job. What do you want me to say?
Look, Spiraline, he's going to be dead soon, so let's just...
What does it make me feel any better? He'll become more famous. You know, you only become very famous as a musician if you die. Maybe that's what I should do.
Oh, no, don't take your own life. You mustn't, Spirulina.
Oh, well, I tried once. I mean, who hasn't? I mean, listen, there was that one time that I was like, oh, there was an abandoned castle outside of my area, and I went into it, and I was like, what is going on here? Because when I stepped inside, it was as if everything turned upside down, and I was floating. I literally was walking on the ceiling. But also, like, who would believe me, right? How can I write a story about that? Who would believe a song where I'm walking on the ceiling, you know? And then, yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, sure, a dragon came, Spirulina. And you flew with the dragon for a year. You know, it's like, no one would believe me. I'm not going to sing a song about that.
What a feeling, walking on the ceiling.
That's catchy.
Good? Yeah, thank you.
Why are you so good? You know, I thought that I was going to be able to come on here and feel a little better about myself, and now a piece of sand is better than I am.
No, I'm not.
The only thing that I can do well.
No, Spirulina, you're great. I think
it's just hopeless.
No, you're not hopeless. You should sing about your life experiences, you know, the exciting stuff versus the boring stuff. Is that rude? Your songs is boring?
I'm the one who said my songs is boring.
Okay, then you're self-actualized?
Yes, yes. Chunt's right. You've had many wonderful experiences except for that boring-ass centaur thing. And I think that if you just tapped into those, you could find a way to tell amazing stories that ignite the souls of the people of Foon and help them rise up against tyranny and evil wherever it doth rear its ugly head.
I couldn't even get on Foon Idol.
Oh, what's Foon
you
Idol?
You auditioned for Foon Idol?
See, he knows what it is.
Of course.
I'm so sorry. I'm from another world. That's why I don't know some of this stuff.
Yes. Arnold, you see, is from another world. You see...
Oh, right.
I'm pretty interesting. I mean, I probably would make a pretty good song.
Are there good singers in your world?
There are lots of good singers in my world.
Who are the good singers? What do they sing about?
Yes. What do they do?
They sing about partying, and they sing about, like, oh, I'm so in love with you, or also, like, oh, I used to be in love with you. And
so when they party, they just party anywhere or somewhere specific?
Oh, Chunt, they party everywhere. There's songs about every place you could party.
I party, I love you, I used to be in love with you. So are all the singers men in your world?
No.
Oh, that's so curious.
Now, the thing I've never understood about the music from your world is, why do people have to fight for the right to party? Can't they just throw a party?
That's a good question.
Look, you can't take for granted your right to party. You gotta fight for your right to party.
But shouldn't you be fighting against evil in all of its forms, deciding that there must be a champion to take on the forces of darkness?
Ugh, said like a real square. I feel like the dean.
Hey, watch yourself. If you do continue to taunt me as this, I shall make Earth into mine own battlefield and strike you down with my greased lightning.
Ooh, there's something about that sounds sort of musical, doesn't it?
You think so?
Yes.
Well, I never thought of myself as much of a singer, but I do admit I like to dabble.
Oh.
You know what? I think that grease is the word to start a song with.
Grease is the word?
Yes, I think that greasy is the word. I'm kind of now thinking, a lot rhymes with grease. It's got meaning, you know?
Grease is the word. It's the word.
Yeah, it's kind of, wouldn't you say it's what we're all feeling right now? I mean, I'm feeling it,
yeah, for sure.
It's got mood, it's got meaning.
It's got meaning,
yeah.
I know this is crazy to say it. I like grease, too.
Nobody likes grease, too.
No, I like grease, too.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Also?
There's no way you like grease, too.
I also like grease. I like grease, too.
Arnie and Foon, anybody who likes grease, too, is not having any reproduction. They're not having kids. They're not having sex. DLA.
Anyways, I auditioned for Foon Idol 59 times, and the judges are impossible. It is a very, very mean, mean warlock, a very disgusting witch. And then honestly, it's just a blob of matter, and I can only describe him as he sort of talks like this, and he's like, you're no good, you know. It's like, well, who are you to talk, you know? Look at you. I don't even know what you are. Who are you to judge me whether or not I'm a good singer or not?
It's just
a blob of matter, you know. How dare you, sir or ma'am or whatever you are.
Hey, of course, this is Simeon Cowell. A giant, terrible beast.
Yes, you know about him.
Yes. I love Foon Idol. Some wonderful singers have come out of there. Jessica Fronberry, and, of course, my personal favorite, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I do love her. Now, she knows how to tell a story.
Yes. Oh, yes. So emotional, so real.
I guess I'm not familiar. Would you mind singing me a Kelly Clarkson song?
Certainly, of course.
Okay, he's stretching. Okay. Yeah, drinking some water.
Give me a second to build up to it.
Somehow Spirulina was able to launch right into it, but Usador does have to prime the pump, so to speak. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to start. Did you want me to sing one?
No, I'm just saying you're much better at this, but Usador...
Yes, obviously.
Oh, well,
obviously.
Thank you, but I would love to hear what you have.
Oh, well, great.
Okay, Usador is scanning the sky, looking at the horizon, presumably hoping for some answer to show itself. Nothing's
he's
coming.
He's pretending like he thinks someone's trying to talk to him off rune.
What? Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Since you've been
Fawned.
Wait,
I've got a one.
I think this is happening. I think it's happening now. What do we do?
Sing? Oh, God. All I can think of is to sing. That's terrible. That doesn't help at all, does it?
No, but maybe.
Yes, Spirulina, this is your opportunity to sing the song of your career that will actually save Chunt's life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The pressure. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, let's take a break and see if you do it right after.
Imagine this. You help your little brother land a great job abroad. But when he arrives, the job doesn't exist. Instead, he's trapped in a heavily guarded compound, forced to sit at a computer and scam innocent victims, all while armed guards stand by with shoot-to-kill orders. Scam Factory, the explosive new true crime podcast from Wondery, exposes a multi-billion-dollar criminal empire operating in plain sight. Told through one family's harrowing account of sleepless nights, desperate phone calls, and dangerous rescue attempts, Scam Factory reveals a brutal truth. The only way out is to scam their way out. Follow Scam Factory on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Scam Factory early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen, and ultimately you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey everybody, we have some exciting news that we want to share. If you want to go on an adventure with Generation Y, we'd love for you to join us. January 26th through the 30th, 2026, we'll be sailing from Miami to the Bahamas on Wondery's first ever true crime cruise aboard the Norwegian Joy. Aaron and I will be there to chat, hang out, dive into all things true crime, and we're thrilled to be joined by some familiar voices in the true crime podcasting world. Surti and Hannah from Red Handed, Sashi and Sarah from Scamfluencers, and Carl Miller from Kill List. Super excited to hang out with them too. We got some cool activities, interactive mysteries we can solve, testing our forensic skills with a blood spatter expert, and so much more. So for some sun, fun, and just the right amount of mystery solving, come join us.
Ready to jump on this seriously epic adventure? Book your cabin right now at exhibitccruise.com.
Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold, please.
Wait, what? Yusuf, why are you using that tone? What?
I don't want you to look into the room.
Okay.
There is something terrible there to see. Our friend.
Chunk?
Hello, his name is Chunt. Has passed away. There are no more footprints on the beach where I was carrying him. What are we to do, Arnie, now that Chunt is gone?
Usador, I'm trying to parse how much of what you're saying is literal.
It's all literal.
You were on the beach?
No, that part was a metaphor. Where, now, I know not what to do without our dear departed friend, except for to honor him with a song.
This is my moment. This is it. Oh, my Spirulina jazz hands. Don't you mess this up. Whoa. His name was Chunt, is that right?
Chunt, yes, yeah. Chunt.
But we'll accept Chunk as well.
No, we will not.
Oh, sorry.
Guys, really, guys, I'm in a zone, and it's really, really hard to keep on holding on to this if you want to keep arguing. Could you do it later, please? Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Chunt, our friend, is gone from life. He's freed from life's hassle. He sadly was born out to sea. He's now more moat than castle. He became one with the salt. It really wasn't all his fault. He just got too close a smidge and dipped in his drawbridge. And now he is one with all the sea. Now he is one, it what he wanted to be. But I guess the answer to the riddle is with water. You do not want to become the ocean's fodder. I came up with another rhyme!
Fodder.
You did it, Spirulina.
Yes!
You've broken the curse that stopped thee from rhyming with water, and now you can create any song you wish.
Oh, well, look at you. You did it.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what? I'm so confused.
Sorry. Huh? It's Chun here. I faked my death. I mean, well, hold on. My body did get washed out to sea, but now I'm a badger head floating in the water. Oh, yeah, boy.
It was a ruse. Oh, Chunt, we're so relieved that you're alive.
Oh, my goodness. To make me so scared just to push me to an artistic limit. You rascal, you.
Chunt, I should be so mad at you, but I love pranks.
I gotcha.
Talk about imagining. Well, now I get it.
It was so cool to hear you. I was worried because I'm like, oh, shit, I'm dying because of water, and I was like, that's Spinulina's one weakness is rhyming water.
I'm sorry, it's Spirulina.
Spirulina.
Just so that we're clear.
Spinderella? No. Spirulina.
Spinulina is the stuff you put in your coffee to make it taste better.
That's right. That's right. But I thought, you know, this is testy because I thought maybe you were just going to default and say water daughter, but you pulled it off. I'm so proud of you.
What a glorious series of events this has been.
Sort of a backwards compliment, but thank you.
For a second, I thought you said the water's father. But it was fodder.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is, I mean, fodder, material for something. I have a lot of fodder. And you know what? That might be a fun patter song. I'll have to work on that someday. Do you all know what a patter song is?
I would love to know what a patter song is.
Oh, I have a chance to teach you. It's one that's really fast. Lots of words, lots of rhymes. This is very fast. It's like this, and it's a patter song.
Thank you
so
all for
when
coming,
you go into
we're here
audition,
to get married. Oh.
It's up-tempo. Correct. It's like, I don't want to get married today. That's not fun. I am crazy, and I'm not going to do it. So please go home, everybody. That would be a great song if someone wrote something like that. But I'm not going to do it. What am I, Sornheim?
Oh.
I'm sorry, everyone. Hold on one second. Sorry, what is that? Yes. Okay. Okay, thank you. Yes.
He's pretending to talk to someone off the room.
Well, actually, I just got some new information about who I think may be responsible for the shattering.
Oh? What? Is it Sornheim?
Yes. It's not. It's Bruce the Sky God.
Wait, what?
Bruce the Sky God.
You mean the dad of Arnor the Warrior?
That's right. He helped bring that great warrior into this world, and as a great sky god and one of the great-great-grandchildren of the three goddesses who created all of Foon, he has much power in this world, and he seems to be angered and has split the world into a shattered state that we find it in now.
Wait a minute. Who gave you that information? Who was off-screen that we couldn't see?
Oh, it's a weak guy.
Huh.
Remember, I'm stuck in here with weak guy?
Yeah, oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Who definitely is not strong guy. They're two different people.
Yeah, yeah. They do.
Even though every time I bring up strong guy, weak guy winks at me and makes like a joke.
Huh. Sounds like he's hiding something, but I don't want to accuse anyone.
It's not worth following up on.
And Spirulina, don't worry. This shouldn't make any sense to you.
Well, weirdly it does, I have to say. Because, gentlemen, look, I know this will surprise you, but my given last name is not Jazz Hands.
Whoa.
That is a name that I gave myself.
Oh. Such a common Foonian name, though.
I know it. I was so jealous. I wanted to be a jazz hand so badly. My next-door neighbor, they were the jazz hands. And I went to school with another jazz hand. Katarina Jazz Hand. And, you know, they would get around. They would sit around the lute all night long, and they would sing and dance, and I would be at home alone eating the spine of a sicklefish. And just by myself, because my mother was absolutely out again doing God knows what. I was alone. My aunts were all drunk. And I would just think, what would it be like to sit around the lute and sing with the jazz hands? But no, I am coming from a long line of It's very hard to say. It's either Sarsgaard, from depending on where you're from, or Skarsgård. I'm a Spirulina Sarsgaard. And what we used to joke is that it sounds like Sky God. And I wonder, because my father doesn't exist. And I just thought, is my father a Sky God? It was just a joke, you know what I mean?
Is it possible, then, that Spirulina Jazz Hands is the half-sister of Arnor the Warrior?
Seems like a leap, but could.
Wow, Skarsgård. That is a stellar name.
It would make sense, at least, for the fact that I could sit on my palms and do the wheel of a cart and all these different things that I thought were so magical when I was growing up, you know? I could close my eyes and there's just blackness.
Well, and it makes sense that I believe you're correct and you might be magical, not for the reasons you're saying, because those are boring, normal things. But I knew a witch who was raised by her aunts as well. Have you met Sabrina?
That teenager?
Yeah, the teenage witch.
Usidor, what are you doing hanging around with a teenager?
I didn't say I was hanging around with her. I just said I knew her.
Knew her? I just know this teenager.
No. Don't do this to me.
Just watch it.
So, I'm sorry. Let me get this straight. You think that I possibly have a connection to the person who's causing all of this? Well, big surprise. You know what? If I had to choose someone who's in charge or responsible for the shattering, of course it would be my deadbeat dad. I mean, never had a cent, never had a plume, never had a farthing, never had a quink. I mean, none of those different coins that we went through in York New, because we changed currencies constantly.
Not even a quink?
No!
And or a quink.
Or a
which
quink.
Is what she said.
It's okay. We also did queens. We literally, I mean, in York New, the quink is a borough. And we just never had any money. And he was always trying, you know, he dabbled in community minstrelsy, right? So you didn't get paid. And no one came to see the shows. But he was constantly doing that. He was doing show after show after show after show, not bringing in money. That was why I bonded with him, because we both had the bug. You know what I mean? We had an actual bug that was in our ear telling us what to say, the lines, you know. And when you have the bug, you can't stop acting because it literally doesn't shut up. You have to have it surgically removed.
Oh, that's why they say that actors are always on.
Correct. And so, in some ways, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he blew up our lives. I wouldn't be surprised if he blew up the entire world.
You know, I have noticed that you were saying that you've had a lot of weird encounters with disaster that you just kind of missed. And everyone dies, but you survive, I guess.
That is true. As you can see, I'm actually in a gigantic house.
Yeah. You?
Is that strange? Are you guys not in a gigantic house? What did you end up in?
No.
I'm in a haunted hot spring.
I'm in a shitty beach.
I'm in a schoolhouse with sheep that have bat wings.
Oh, I'm in like a full-blown mansion.
It looks nice.
And I have a staff.
A staff?
Is that not normal?
Wow, imagine being in a mansion and just singing and thinking that you're relating to us. That's fucked. Sorry, that's fucked. It's a wonder women like you just imagine that you're just like us. I'm sorry,
I'm also thinking
fuck
of
you.
Doing Zoom meetings with just the general public, and they can see me just sitting and either, like, I don't know, doing something like plumping my lips or just complaining about, like, I'm thinking of, like, maybe my makeup. Like, I'll do a makeup line. I'll do an unboxing of it. And oh, do you think this is fun? I put the entire set of makeup in a big chocolate frog, right? And there's a hammer, and you have to hit the chocolate frog and get to the makeup. Do you think that's fun? Does that sound original? Something that people would go crazy for to get?
Well, let me just
get on my room to see it for sure. Yeah, right. That sounds good to me.
I'm a floating head in the ocean, so you know what? No, it doesn't sound fun to me. I risk my body, my sandcastle body, to bump set you for a song, and now I feel like I'm an idiot. And you never even taught me pattern.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, I'd enjoy it, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
I thought I did. The meanest thing that you just said to me was that I didn't teach you pattern.
You're right. You did explain pattern. I'm sorry. I'm mad about other stuff.
I can live with everything else you said to me, but not that, sir. Not that. Not today.
I feel like I understand patter songs perfectly now. I am the very model of a modern matron wizard.
Ugh, look at James Patterson over there.
We're in good company.
You know, it has occurred to me, Spirulina, that, like, you were complaining about a volcano that destroyed everybody, but somehow improbably, you survived by being inside a bathtub. Like, what are the odds?
that's not the worst way for that to happen. That's the best way for that to happen to you. That's,
you know,
like crazier than surviving a nuclear explosion in a refrigerator.
It is true. And when I was in that castle and I was walking upside down on the ceiling, again, boring, I understood. Is this weird? I looked at that dragon, and I, it's like I could speak his language. And I jumped on his back, and I told him where to take me, but I didn't say it in any language I recognized. I just thought, oh, I'm having another one of my hallucinations. And I just spoke to him, and we flew. We flew all over the place, and we murdered several villages. And,
oh.
And I sort of just didn't... I didn't really know what was up with that. I thought, well, this is kind of strange, but I'm just going to go with it because I hadn't been on a date in such a long time. It is odd that happened and I was safe and he seemed to be hell-bent on actually bringing every other person that he came into contact with to dust, to nothing but cinders. Hello? Hello? Out there? Is anyone out there? Hello? Daddy?
Daddy, can you hear her?
These stories you're telling us, they're very amazing. It seems that you've led this charmed life that leads me to believe that Bruce the Sky God may indeed be your long-lost father.
I'm so torn. I mean, I want to find my father, but to find out that he... Oh, gosh. It's like I'm one of those things where, you know, someone poses on the street, you know, is like, oh, me when I find out that I'm out of coffee. You know, it's like just that pose. Oh, me when I find out my father is Bruce the Sky God. That's me. I'm now one of those public scenes on the street. Those mean scenes. Those means.
Ugh, don't talk to me before I found out that Bruce the Sky God is my father.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, ugh. You know, no, I will never join you, you know? That's not, it's not true. It's not true, I will never join you. That's kind of catchy, isn't it?
That's very catchy. Wow, that's, could you, I don't want to put you on that spot. Never mind. No, wait, could you see it? Thought about that?
I mean, it's sort of almost as if there's like, I'm the light, and he's the dark.
Yeah.
You know, a dark father, if you will.
Yeah.
Yes, it makes sense.
I know this is a bother, but you are my father. But it is not right, because you're dark and I stand for light. No, it can't be. I am better than this. I don't understand why I rode a dragon and taught a snake to hiss. What does it mean? What is the scene? I was a teen and I had no friends. What does it mean? What does it mean? I cannot wait till this nightmare ends. Are you Bruce the Sky God? Oh my Lord, oh my God. No, it's not true. I will never join you.
That was beautiful. But
I think I should be singing it hanging from something.
That was
Spirulina,
so beautiful.
You must confront your father.
I can't.
You must. And if you fail in your confrontation with him,
Don't say that everything rests on me. Don't say that I hold the lives in my hands of millions of people.
Everything rests on you.
No.
The lives of millions of people. And if you fail in your first attempt to confront him, I'll send 1,000 falcons to save you.
Couldn't we just get, like, a vaccine for the shattering?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That'd take a while. It'll take a long time.
Okay, fine. But it's going to take me a little while to come up with a song that saves the world, you know.
Did you say you taught a snake to hiss?
I did. That's not interesting, because that's something a snake should know how to do in the first place.
I feel like that's a good burn. Arnie, you so old, you taught a snake to hiss.
Spirulina, we're so grateful that you joined us here today, and we're sorry that these revelations have come seemingly at a breakneck pace for thee, but would you honor us, please, with one final song, and perhaps hint at what your future may hold.
Or discuss more about those 17 drunk ants, because that just seems really interesting.
Yeah, we never really dug into those ants, and I gotta say,
before you ask, they
curious.
Never made out with each other, okay? I know that's all you care about. That's all you people care about.
First of
boring.
All, it's not all we care about, but it's on the list.
I mean, if you want not boring, let's talk about the orgy between the 15 mermaids that I was a part of in college. But again, boring. Who wants to hear about that? So, on to the song about saving the world.
That's not boring.
How about that? Mermaids.
I need some instruction here.
Sure.
What should be the goal of this song? This is a large, large task to try to save the world. I need a focus.
Well, it's very important for you to confront your father and resolve these feelings of inadequacy and become the great and powerful songstress you are meant to be.
And I don't want to, you know, shoehorn this in, or you can sing about, you know, partying or falling in love or falling out of love.
You need to make Bruce the Sky God understand the vital importance of life on Foon. He's above everything. He doesn't understand the grace and beauty of partying, or just to pull a random example, like a bunch of ants kissing or mermaids having an orgy. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be that, but it could be that.
Or you could drop out of beauty school.
It'll be some sort of beauty school dropout.
All right, I'll figure it out. Daddy-o, oh, daddy-o, daddy-o. Can you hear me? 'Cause I can hear just fine. I know that you're not near. I know that you're up there. And that you're literally on cloud nine. I've got a problem I've got to tell you, but you're never here. I've got to tell you that I think all of my aunts are queer. Why did you leave me all alone to go to parties on my own? And mermaid orgies, I could never go. Even though they came, I could never go. And now we're here in the shattering, and it is really bad. You're making all the Foonians. Is that what we call them, Foonians?
Yeah, please,
go on. You're making all the Foonians feel really, really sad. I know that I am talented and I have my pride. But if you would save the world, I would put my fame aside. So listen to me, Daddy, as I am your only daughter. I'm now the one putting you in that hot water. You see, what I did is not a crime. I finally reversed the rhymes. So now the joke is on you. Now the joke is on you. Grab your tissues, because I have got Bruce the Sky God Daddy issues. I have got the Sky God Daddy issues. Party on and love someone until you don't love them.
Holy fucking so shit.
Did I do it?
Yeah. You have fought for our right to party.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Your song abilities are unlimited.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was incredible.
You know, I come from another place, but we've learned where I come from that sometimes you can save the whole world with a song like We Are the World or Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, and I have to say, I really enjoyed that part where you talked about those mermaids fucking each other and that, what's that word again? Orgy. Just, I'm really glad you worked that in. Thank you so much.
Nothing rhymes with orgy.
Oh, Spirulina, that was magnificent. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you liked it. Thank you for letting me share my gift. I can only hope that it helps in some teensy, tiny way, and that if you enjoyed it, that you could please spread the name of mine. My name. Spread the name of mine all over the land so that perhaps I get a chance to get before those Foon idols again.
Yeah, I can say
those Foon idol judges again, I should say.
Of course. I can say with pure confidence that we're going to have that song sold on iTunes and we'll make a ton of money off it. Right,
What's
right,
iTunes?
Ernie?
Do we?
Arnie, iTunes is a place where Arnie says we make money.
Is it like iPhones?
Oh, what's iPhones?
You just run around the block screaming your song, and if someone likes it, they open the window, and if they don't, they shut it.
Oh.
Is it similar?
Although sometimes Windows doesn't work with iPhones. You have to be careful.
Yeah, you have to get an adapter and shove it through the window, and it's very complicated.
It can be a little frustrating, but usually, Windows sometimes.
I think it's Apple Music now.
And if people put colorful pinwheels outside their house on their lawn, you have to skip them. Well, let me know. I think it should be called Father-Daughter Fodder.
Father-Daughter Fodder.
Yeah. Try that. Now, there's your patter song. Father,
swing and a miss.
We've spent an hour defying comedy in place of jokes. Implying comedy. At least we're funnier than the dollop. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Sandcastle was played by Adol Refai. Spirulina Jazz Hands was played by special guest Nicole Parker. You may know Nicole from Mad TV, or from playing Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway, until asked to leave when told no, Elphaba does not speak with a thick southern accent. Check out The Neighborhood Listen, a podcast she co-hosts with Paul F. Tompkins, available on Stitcher Premium. I'll always remember Nicole from an improv scene we did about 20 years ago, where I tried to be part of a big group sleepover scene, until Nicole said I was her older brother and literally kicked me off stage. Luckily, I've let that go. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And now, my sentient loaf of bread is ready. Go. Go out into the world and destroy unwanted loaves of bread. Fulfill your destiny. You call this a sourdough starter? More like a sourdough finisher. Oh, that's good. I'm gonna write that down.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In our next season, I'm telling the story of four American rock climbers who were kidnapped by rebel militants in the remote mountains of Kyrgyzstan. The group was taken at gunpoint and forced to hike through brutal terrain under the cover of night to avoid detection by the Kyrgyz army. With little to no food or water provided by their captors, the young climbing team had to struggle through severe dehydration and hunger. Finally, they realized they would have to fight for their lives to escape. It's a thrilling story of survival in the face of violence and terror, and doing whatever it takes to make it home alive. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now, only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.